Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is September 15th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Well, we did say last week that Mercury opposite Uranus would bring us lots of unexpected news. And that sure happened, enough to leave us breathless.
We talked in last week's show about how Jupiter in Gemini is the planet of conciliation in the sign of diplomacy, and it is also the planet of enlargement in the sign of ideas, giving us big ideas, and in the USA chart's seventh house of partner countries, no less. How's this for progress? In what was initially presented as an offhand remark, at a press conference, Secretary of State John Kerry said a strike against Syria could be avoided if they just turned over all their chemical weapons. Bada bing! Next thing you know, Russia immediately says, hey, that's a good idea, adding that Syria could put its chemical weapons under international control in order to avoid a USA strike. And even Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says that Syria welcomes the idea.
Yeah, right. So what form is this going to take? Packing up tons and tons of this nasty stuff and shipping it back to Russia? Or sending Westerners to Syria to guard the chemical stockpiles? Sounds to me like the exalted Saturnian energy in idealistic Libra has gained the upper hand over the debilitated Martian energy in moody Cancer, whose symbol is the crab. At the very least, Saturn's power of delay has been able to fend off the threat of hasty, rash action coming from the combative Mars square.
In fact, the Senate reacted immediately by delaying the vote on Obama's strike against Syria. And please do remember that for the USA, the Saturn-Rahu conjunction is in the 11th house of the USA's chart, and the Senate would naturally be feeling the influence of these transits. Anyway, the point of it all is that the threat of Mars to upset the established order may, in fact, be avoided. In other words, Saturn prevails.
Yeah, right. And all of this was quite a transformation, really, last Monday. Remember that prior to that, the Obama administration was seriously considering going ahead with a military strike.
Mercury is communications and the media, and Uranus is the unusual and unexpected. As far as the media goes, last week was remarkable in many ways. It was a week of the dueling interviews.
Yeah.
First, there was the Charlie Rose interview of a Bashar al-Assad, which was countered by an interview with President Obama by PBS anchors Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff. Then President Obama's big speech on Tuesday.
Yeah, and then that was countered the next day by Vladimir Putin arguing his case by writing an op-ed for the New York Times, and that was on Wednesday. Can you remember the last time the New York Times published a piece written by a Russian president?
Yeah, that one really, that was like, wow.
Yeah, really.
And adding fuel to the fire, Jupiter's transit in Mercury sign Gemini contributed to its big, expansive thinking with grandiose statements like Assad's threat, you should expect everything in retaliation to an American strike. And of course, Obama didn't shirk from making his own threat.
Yeah, okay. Who knows? Maybe, the Putin op-ed thing will become a regular feature, huh? Okay. We mentioned in previous shows how the Mars transit in Cancer could lead to destructive water events, since Mars is violence and Cancer is a water sign. Also, since Mars is sending its attack aspect to Saturn, the planet of structures, this implies actual physical damage to buildings and so on. Well, last week, and apparently it's still going on, there was a major water disaster in Colorado, where tremendous rainfall on the eastern side of the Rocky Mountains has sent torrents into foothill communities like Lyons and Boulder. Thousands have been evacuated, several have died, There's been major destruction, and evidently now about an area the size of Connecticut is underwater.
Yeah, it's really brutal. Yeah. Here's another Mars destruction event, although this time it's just near the water. Yeah. In Seaside, New Jersey, the boardwalk along the ocean burnt down in a huge wind-driven fire, destroying four blocks containing 50 businesses of the popular Oceanside Resort, which had actually survived Hurricane Sandy last year.
Yeah, right. Okay, here's one for the Mercury aspected by Uranus is an unusual media event. Last week, an Ohio man confessed via YouTube video to a hit-and-run accident that killed a man. The video went viral with over 1 million views, and his internet confession caught the attention of the authorities, and he's now awaiting trial for vehicular manslaughter.
Well, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Mercury is communications and media, and note Jupiter in Mercury sign Gemini. Jupiter is law, morality, etc. It only took the guy a couple of months for the guilt to catch up with him. The accident happened back in June, which was when Mercury was retrograde. So he had to wait to make his communication, although rather in a large way.
Yeah, really. And from a different angle, all right, Jupiter, the energy of expansion, found full expression in Gemini, the sign of communicating. The latest Madonna clone, or is it a la Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, right after her recent controversial performance at the Video Music Awards, upped the ante on herself by singing one of her songs while riding on a wrecking ball, stark naked. And this internet video garnered 44 million views in 24 hours, breaking all records.
Well, this could also be a manifestation of Venus now in Libra with Rahu.
Oh.
Venus is young and beautiful females, and Rahu is the planet of obsession and compulsion, even a bit kinky. And no doubt she is the sexual obsession of many of her fans.
Okay. Okay.
Speaking of unexpected changes in the media, get this one. Nearly every member of Iran's cabinet just opened up Facebook accounts on Monday, despite the fact that the social network is banned in Iran. 15 ministers, all but one, have started their Facebook pages just weeks after the election of the new centrist president, Hassan Rouhani. Could this be the beginning of a new age in Iran?
Yeah, okay, David. So are you going to friend some Iranian ministers?
What, and get on a Homeland Security watch list? I don't think so.
I guess you have got a point there. And with that, we will leave the review of the past week. So make sure to check in with us next week.
Absolutely.